You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Right, this is Mid-Morning Empowerment. Welcome back to Adventist World Radio. If you just joined in, welcome. You're listening to MME 9 to 12 with your favorite host, Kambule Zintle. It's not easy yet to be behind the desk, controlling everything. You have to call these people. It's not easy, guys. We have challenges going around. If you hear a lot of music playing, you'll be like, oh, now Seben Zanjal. Joking. It is time for us to get in touch with Sister Claire. And we will be looking at God's Girl challenges of cliques. Okay, she's on the line. Sister Claire, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm good, too.
All right. Can we open with a word of prayer, Sissy?
Okay, let's pray. Our gracious Father who is in heaven, we thank you for this blessed morning that you have given us. Even as we dive into this discussion that we have today, we ask for wisdom from above. Be with the listeners. We pray for the light of righteousness upon them. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, sister, for that. Today we are looking at God's girls' challenges of cliques, from friend groups to frenemies drama. Social cliques can be tricky territory for any girl, but there's a lot to learn about confidence, empathy, and kindness when navigating these social circles. Let's dive into how girls can stay true to themselves while handling the highs and lows of friend groups. So, Sister Claire, how can girls tell the difference between a supportive friendship and a toxic clique?
Okay, so when you look at the nature of cliques, you know, these are social groups that where people share the same interests, the values, the social status, and they often exclude others that do not fit in their territory. So from there, you can know to say, am I in a supportive friendship or it's just a toxic clique? So you look at, I want us to look at the three things that I think we should consider when we're looking for supportive friendships.
Okay.
So the first one I would say, respect. So you see, when you are in this social clique and you have friends around, you look at the respect that they give you. You know, we all have values, we have opinions, we have feelings and boundaries. Obviously, each individual, anyone at their own in their own space, they need this. So, if you look at this group that you're in, do they respect your values? Do they respect your opinion when you want to speak out, or they always belittle you? Are you pressured to conform to the ones of this group? You know, when you're pressured to do something, I think it's something that should come to your mind to say, okay, I think this is not mine. Because when you're with friends, you're not supposed to be pressured to do things that are not supposed to be done. So do they respect your boundaries? We all have boundaries.
Right.
So if you're in a toxic clique, definitely your boundary will not be respected. You'll be belittled. Your values will not be considered. So you also look at inclusiveness. Most of the times when we are in this social clique, the young girls will group themselves with who has what, where do they belong, are they dark, slim, you know, that kind of thing. But you need to know to say the world is dynamic and we need people. So imagine you're excluding someone because they do not belong or they do not fit in those in your territory, according to you. And then 2 days from now, you need that person. Do you think the help that you need from the person will come? No. So we all need people, and we also need to understand to say every person, every individual is a valuable asset in the eyes of God.
Hey.
So if you say to yourself, no, I don't need this person, definitely life will turn out around to say you need that person more than you even need that social group of yours. So you need to learn to interact. So if your friendship is all about excluding people, I think you need to reconsider that and move out of it. That is so, it's very toxic. You can have friends that you're close to, but you have to include everyone. Yeah. So another thing you should also know is that when you include people, it promotes growth.
Yes.
Imagine you are in this group of three, and you have, because you are in that group because you have the same interests. And obviously everything you do is just centered on what you guys like. But what when are you going to learn from other people how other things are done if you exclude them? So if you want to grow, you need to include people. So if your friendship does not include people, get out of it. That is so toxic. And so we look at also emotional support. So it's always fun and roses when things are going well. And when things are bad, people tend to turn their backs on you. So right. You will not to say this is toxic when your friends only want you when you have something. So true friendship, a supportive friendship will be there. They'll stick even in the storm. They don't just be there when it's all clear and you have something to give them. Even when you lack something to give out, people need to stick by your side. So that is what a supportive friendship should be. There should be respect, inclusiveness, and also emotional support. Wow. Thank you.
Beautiful one, sister. Thank you so much for that. And what are some healthy ways to cope with peer pressure within social groups?
Okay, so more than you know, how you come out when you're dealing with peer pressure matters, and you don't just come out to offend other people's emotions. You need to do it in a certain way that will make other people understand. Right. So the healthy way to cope with peer pressure within social groups, I think the first thing we should do is have a direction. So you cannot cope with peer pressure if you don't have direction. Obviously, peer pressure will always be your direction because you don't have your own direction in life. So you ask yourself to say, who am I? Yes, I have this social group, but who am I and what are my values? Then you also ask, what kind of friends do I need? Because most of the times, maybe we don't know what kind of friends we should have, and it's because we don't know who we are and what our values are. And so anyone that comes to say, oh, they want to be our friends, even when their values is not aligned with ours, we want to be their friends. And in the end, we conform to peer pressure. And so you ask yourself to say, who am I? What are my values? And what kind of friends do I need? So what kind of person? And also you ask, what kind of person do my friends need? And or what kind of friends do my friend, what kind of friend do my friends want me to be? So obviously in every social group, there are things that girls want to do, yeah? There are activities that, yes, the activities that they always want to do. And you ask yourself to say, am I fit to do these activities? Am I comfortable with these activities that this social group of mine wants me to do? So if you are not fit, then definitely you'll be able to withdraw from that social group. It's healthy to do things that you're comfortable with.
With, yes.
So, yes. So you do, what expectations do my social group, so you also look at the expectations. Do they align with your values? So definitely if you do not know who you are, if you do not ask yourself these questions, anything that comes your way, you'll follow. So you need to know yourself first. And then by knowing yourself, then that's when you'll be able to set boundaries.
Right.
You set boundaries. It's healthy to set boundaries. Young girls are there, it is very healthy to set boundaries. You can only set boundaries when you know yourself, you know who you are, you know what your values are, you know what you expect from the social groups that you want to be in. And you also need to have an idea of what the social groups that you want to join want you to be, the activities that they want to do. So, and from there, you'll be able to set boundaries. So you set limits of what you're comfortable to do and what you're not. It's very healthy to set limits in life. In life, it's not everything that you should say yes to.
Right.
In life, everybody should have a chance to say no to the things they're not comfortable with. And remember to be respectful when doing this. You don't have to be disrespectful of your other people's values or opinions. maybe it's their way of life that they're comfortable with. But right. if you're not comfortable, just be respectful enough to say, no, I'm not comfortable with that.
Right.
Yeah.
But Sister Claire, what if I am scared to lose this friendship? You understand? And I'm not willing to do something that they are asking me to do. So how do I balance both? I am scared to lose this friendship and I'm also not comfortable to do whatever they are asking me to do.
I think the healthy way to do is, you know, the moment you start feeling to lose people around you, maybe you should ask yourself, am I really living my life or I'm just living under the shadow of people's lives?
Sure.
Because we are all individuals that have, you know, we always want to achieve something in life. So imagine you're in this social group and they're forcing you to do things that you're not doing.
Right.
Definitely that on itself is, there's no respect there because we talked about respect.
Right.
The moment people force you to do things that you're not comfortable, they're not respecting your feelings. And if people are not respecting your feelings, I think it can hurt, yeah? Losing friends is very hurtful. But for your own personal growth, for you to achieve what you need, I think it's just the best thing is just to stay back and not conform to whatever they are telling you.
Right. But sometimes I feel like it's not about them forcing me to do something. It's about me being scared of losing them if I don't do what they are telling me to do, or they are not telling me to do. Remember, we are in a group. We are a group of five, maybe we are friends, and they are suggesting to do something, and maybe I'm not comfortable to do that thing. But and they are not forcing me to do that thing. You understand? So now it's not about them forcing me. It's about me being scared of not doing what they are asking us to do. And at the same time, I am scared to lose this friendship. Because at the end of the day, maybe they are good people, you understand? Maybe they are good people. Just that it's about me being uncomfortable at the same time, scared to lose the friendship.
Wow, so trouble within yourself.
Yeah.
I think the best thing to do is sometimes the social groups are good and we ourselves do not maybe find it easy to do the things that they are doing.
Okay.
I think it's all about developing that self-confidence to say, I know who I am and I know what I want. But the fear, anyway, fear is always inevitable. There's always that fear to say, oh, if I don't do this, what will my friends say? It's just within you. But I think the best thing you can fight that with is self-confidence and, you know, have a positive self-esteem. And once you have that, I think, yeah, the fear will be there and the hurt will be there, but with time, it goes.
Right.
I think that's how I can answer that, yes.
Wow. Thank you so much, sister. Talking of self-esteem, how can girls build self-confidence so they feel less independent on others' approval?
I think the first thing you should do is appreciate yourself.
Okay.
You see, we are different, and the world is made out of different people. You know, it would have been a boring world. You do not want to depend on others. Appreciate who you are.
Okay.
Know that you are here because you have something that your neighbor does not have. And the world is made beautiful because we have different qualities.
Right.
And when we come together, we make one beauty thing altogether. So imagine if you want to live, you want to depend on other people. And that depending on other people even grows to you wanting to live someone's life.
Sure.
So imagine you want to live someone's life. Who is going to live yours?
You.
Who is going to be you?
Woo.
So appreciate yourself. In every room that you enter, your uniqueness should shine light there. So don't conform to what the world wants people to be. Be you. As long as it is good, it aligns with your values, just be you. And from there, trust me, you even give confidence to the people that lack it. because you are embracing who you are, and you are just unique in your own way. You are appreciating you. So by appreciating yourself, you give people confidence out there who might have fallen in the trap of living other people's lives. So the very thing that you need to do for you not to depend on other people is appreciate yourself. Once you appreciate yourself, then everything just flows like that. Yeah.
Powerful, Sister Claire. That was very powerful. Thank you so much for that. What strategies?
Hello,
I'm here. Can you hear me? Sister Claire?
Okay, I'm here now.
Oh, okay. My question is, what strategies can help girls maintain kindness and inclusivity and in their friendships?
Okay, so when we're dealing with young girls, when you're dealing with girls, I think we need to be deliberate in how we do things. And I feel teaching them the importance of diversity is something that would help them maintain this kindness and inclusivity, because we live in a world of different cultures and everything. So when you teach girls to say, each person, regardless of the race, the culture they come from, are important. Even how they interact with such people, they'll show kindness. And they'll not exclude themselves because we're from this background, we don't mix with those people. But when you teach them, be deliberate about it, teach them to make platforms that will help them appreciate diversity. And also you create, that means you also create the environment that will foster kindness and inclusivity. So maybe you can even have a talk with a girl. So right. Just create that environment. Maybe you get the girls out, take them the social groups. Even you notice there are these social groups, like just make them interact and also teach them there. Right. I think that's number one strategy that can help these young girls maintain kindness and inclusivity in friendships.
Thank you so much, sister. Last one before I let you go. How can parents and mentors support girls in making healthy friendship choices?
I love this question because the girls come from homes.
Right.
Yeah. And if we, the guardians, do not inspire them, then sure, definitely they'll forever be in these toxic cliques, social cliques. Because if we, the guardians, have toxic friendships,
right,
definitely they will learn. And you know we learn through imitation. So you see all the things that happen, the social world out there. What do the girls see? If they are inspired with the toxic relationships that they see, definitely throughout it will be a chain of toxicity. And inspiring girls, inspiring them with healthy friendships will make them follow the same path of making healthy friendships. So sure, when you inspire them, you're guiding them. So for you as a guardian, as a mentor, you need to be aware of your girls' interaction.
Okay.
So quite all right, inspire them, yes, inspire them with good friendships. But then again, you also need to be involved with the kind of interaction that they have.
Okay.
So you make sure you are always there to guide them, to say every friend that your girl child has, every friend that a little girl in your neighborhood had, if you see anything bad or you see how they interact that is not in a good manner, it's good you see them burn and guide them to say this and that. You need, for you to have a healthy friendship, you need to do this, you do not know to do this. So having this healthy friendship, and also encourage the girls to express how they feel.
Right. I like that one.
Yeah,
right.
It is very important to express how you feel, and that way your friends will be able to respect you. Your friends will be able to appreciate you, and also respect your boundaries. Because if you do not communicate how you feel, you just flow with what your friends are saying. Definitely, you always be conformed to peer pressure every time, and there will be no. You won't even live your life, you'll live your friend's life, because you can't tell them to say, I cannot do this, I'm not comfortable with this. So you teach the girls to express themselves, to say, okay, I don't feel good doing this. I feel we should do this. I feel we should not do this.
Right.
So, yeah, that also builds self-confidence in the girls. Yeah.
What a powerful insight, Sister Claire. Before I let you go, can we close with the word of prayer?
Okay, thank you very much. We pray. We thank you, Lord, for this beautiful discussion where we're discussing the young girls and social cliques. We pray, Jehovah, for wisdom from above, that you may teach us what we should do. Let your will be done in everything. In Jesus' name we pray, thanks in our hearts. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Sister Claire. Until next time.
Thank you.
Amen. To our listeners at home, that was Sister Claire talking to us about God's girls, challenges of cliques. What a beautiful insight.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.